Baby, I just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume and the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that they're all lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why. If I was your man, baby, you never worry about what I do. I'll be coming home back to you every night, doing you right.
You're this type of woman, deserve good things.
Fist full of diamonds, hands full of rings. Baby, you're a star. I just want to show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you.
Hype it up.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
I don't even need the lyrics, man.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap. Not bad. Not bad. Good job.
That was a great job. Great selection. I totally agree with you.
We should change profession, I think.
No hard rap. That was the ideal song.
I think that was ideal, right?
That was perfect, guys. You guys did it. You killed it.
Yeah, I think we did pretty good. We did pretty good.
I can't come up from there.
That was good. I'm proud of that.
We got it.
We did all right.
Well, welcome back, Antonio.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having us back.
And you brought your two workers here with you.
Two animals.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 41.
So you guys combined are not even his age.
Yeah.
They're close.
We're close.
Close.
Like 1 year off.
He's still older than both of you guys.
You're 41.
41?
41. Okay, and 20.
You guys are almost there. You're not 20 yet, and neither are you.
Mentally, we're grown. Mentally.
No, I don't doubt it. But why were you guys, because I know Antonio told me that you guys were hungry to get on the show, man. Most guys your age are nervous about getting on the show.
You know what it is?
What?
Life is like, you just go one step at a time. It's all about experiences and stuff like that, right? And then for me, it's like I never thought that I would be working construction. I never thought that I would be. I met Anthony, met Alex, met you, and it's just like I don't know. Ever since I've been young, it's always been told, "Oh, construction's not the way to go."
By whom? Family?
By everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
Your friends?
I feel like there definitely is like an image that it's like, "Oh, you have to be like stupid to like do construction."
Are you guys
like,
stupid?
I'm not stupid.
I'm not stupid.
I was originally gonna go to school for kinesiology. That's what I was gonna do. And now I'm here.
I was going to say that would have been stupid.
That would have been stupid. That's what I mean.
I don't want to say
that. That's what I'm saying.
Like, for me, I know that, like, even when I was in school, I never really felt like that's where I was, like, supposed to be, if you know what I mean.
Did you guys go to school together?
Yeah, we did.
Just 1 year, though.
That's how we met each other.
Last or first or middle?
Last. My last year of high school
was the year
I met him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The year where it's like, okay, life is now. No more school.
I think it's good that people will be able to see. I think sometimes people have the misconception when they see these two young guys on site, especially if I leave them to dig or do something on their own. I think because of their age, they already think, oh, are these guys doing the right job? So I think a show like this will be able to show everybody else that, first off, just because they're young doesn't mean that they don't know what they're doing, because they work very hard. And they've learned a lot in 2 years. So
here's the one thing that I'll say when I passed by a couple of weeks back and I first met you guys, right? Mm-hmm. The one amazing thing that you guys did, probably whether you did it consciously or unconsciously, whatever, is you didn't jump out of the hole to just chill out and shoot the shit with me.
You
said hello. Yeah. You were grateful just to say hello and greetings and everything like that. 100%. And you continued doing work.
I was proud of that. I caught that.
I noticed it.
That's one of the
like
first things I caught.
20 minutes before you got there, he looked at me and said I wasn't going to hit the footing. So once you say that to me, I couldn't. I wasn't going to stop. I wasn't going to stop at that point.
The challenge was set, man.
It gets serious. All
right, so we got a good show to talk about, because it's good to get you young guys on the show, right? Because we get a lot of our age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm trying to get a lot of the older guys as well too, before they all keel over.
Get some more pretty faces on the show, right?
Yeah. There's plenty of pretty faces on the show, man. I remember the early, I won't even get into that. But okay, so Aquastop. So what is it? www.aquastopwaterproofing.ca and the email?
Antonio@aquastopwaterproofing.ca
or
aquastopwaterproof@gmail.com.
Okay.
IG is aqua.stop, same as TikTok. And then we've got the Aquastop Waterproofing and Construction Facebook page.
Yeah, and business is good right now.
Booming.
How long you guys been working with him?
Well, I started when I was still in grade 11, grade 10, so like 16. But I was just working in the summers because he said I had to graduate high school before I could go full time, right? Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. And then since then I graduated high school and then now full time. So about like four years in total. Fourth.
That's a long haul for a hard trade.
And this is his second.
Yeah, this is my second year. Right out of high school, I was supposed to do asphalt with these other like random people. And then one day, like I just randomly called. Yeah. I called Alex.
How did you find him, or how did you guys? How did you find?
Well, he's actually my
cousin. Okay, so his family connection.
Yeah. And then one day I call Alex. I'm just telling him. I'm like, oh, like I'm about to go, like start doing construction at this one place just for like a little gap year before I go to uni. And then Anthony sitting right beside him. He goes, "You want to work?" I was like, "Work? What type of work?" He's like, "Waterproofing. What Alex does." And I'm like, I mean, shit.
You don't know anything about waterproofing.
How much are you paying me? That was the first question I had. And then I was like, okay, let's do it. And ever since then, it just came to me and I came to
how
it.
Was the first day?
My first day? Well, actually, my first day, I actually threw up in the morning before he picked me up. I puked. Or like, I don't know why, but I did puke. And then we went to work.
Well, there's a little guy named Arnold Schwarzenegger who used to work out all the time. He used to throw up all the time. And that was a good sign he was throwing up because he was shocking his body. So basically your body was just like, hello, something going on that I'm not used to.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, it was weird because even with me, like before I started with him, like me and my dad were actually like about to move out of our house and we had to do some repairs on some of the things because we were renting. And so he came and like helped us do some of the repairs. And then he just told me like, yo, if you want to come work. And like that was like school had just closed, like it was summer was starting, and I was like, you know what, why not, right? Like I never did anything close to this or anything, and I just jumped right into it, and no regrets ever since. Like where I've come from to like now, like I'm proud, like, you know, it's good.
What's your hiring process? So you get a new guy coming in,
it's usually the first day is
that's the test.
Speaks volumes to me,
because I know we've joked,
oh yeah,
you've had guys
literally
first
leave.
Break, leave.
Oh, yeah. And never come back.
I'm going to go get something to eat. And I'm going to get a bite or whatever.
And never come back. Not even for their money. I owe them 3 hours of work still. Don't even come back. So, but I think if they can keep up with the first day, I don't expect them to keep up with them in regards to digging.
No, of course not.
But if they can last the whole day, and they show up on time the next day, I think that's a good sign. but by the end of the first week, I'll know for sure if you're capable of staying or if you're not.
I mean, it's a hard job.
Very
it's
hard.
It's also a well-paying job too, right?
Yeah.
And then the rest of the friends that you guys have from high school, what are they doing? Did they all get into construction or not? They're getting into the regular, any other careers?
There's a good amount that did start to go into like the construction, like standpoints, but not to like the extent that we are.
What kind of construction?
They're like, fence posts, like setting up fence posts, like just like the minor stuff like that. I know a couple that went into like to become electricians. I know a couple that are doing HVAC and stuff, but mostly it's just uni.
Yeah.
It's just like they go to uni, get their business degree. They're like
waste their time.
Waste their parents' money.
Literally. They go to school for however amount of years, 4 years, they spend all that money and then they come out and get a job you could get without a degree.
Yeah.
How it goes.
Then they argue about the social aspect of it, right? The people that you meet.
Yeah, that part, I would say, like, in that standpoint, it is cool being able to, you know, live on campus.
Yeah, for sure.
Go to your classes, meet new people and all
but
that.
I don't feel like I didn't go to school.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I've missed out on any opportunity to meet people. And I meet people now every day that are like, you know, they have their own businesses and they run stuff and they have a successful life. They take care of their families. And I'd rather meet those people than the people that are going out and drinking and having fun. Like, no, that's just me.
Yeah.
Well, I want to be financially comfortable. I don't want to be socially comfortable. You know what I mean?
So doing this job and being paid the compensation that you're being paid, does it give you hope that you can survive in this country?
100%.
Yeah.
In this country, this country is it's a different thing now. It's not getting better.
So you guys are aware of this shit.
Yeah, like we've seen it go from like, you know, like we're old enough to realize when it was like okay, and then it started to just go to shit after that. But it's like,
at what age were you old enough to realize it was
like when we were in like what grade eight grade six, grade seven. I think it was.
You can't give me grades. You got to give me age.
Well, like, I don't really 13, know what
age. 13?
13, 12.
Like you guys 13. Started realizing this this was going to shit?
Nah, I don't know. I remember, like, I don't know. I just know, like, ever since, like, the whole pandemic and all that, I know that ever since then, everything's been shaky. I don't know exactly how it was when I was, like, 12, 11. Obviously, I wasn't paying bills and everything, right? Like, yeah, I was more focused on, oh, look at that caterpillar. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not worried about, like, who's paying rent, all that. But
I haven't seen a caterpillar in forever.
A long time.
You guys see them all the time, must be, because you got to move.
Oh, we see you. We use too much.
Actually, the other day, I was in the hole, and a praying mantis decided to start crawling up my shoulder. And I had a heart attack.
Why? They can't do anything to you.
I told them they're harmless.
It was big. It was really big.
They're harmless.
But they can't do. Okay, you've been watching the close up shots of Discovery Channel.
Yeah,
and seeing a praying mantis eat like other bugs and shit. Yeah. That, they can't do that to you. Eh? Yeah.
You know what? Just the idea of looking down and seeing a monster crawling up me, it sends
baby.
A shock.
It's a baby.
It
man.
Sends a shock baby. To your brain.
So were you frozen or did you swat it?
No, I ran. I screamed and ran. But it's clinged on to you.
On video.
Oh, no, he swiped it.
Oh, okay. And then
he swiped
ran.
It. Yeah, and then he ran out of the hole.
And then screamed.
While he was supposed to be taking a video for me of what was going on, the work that was going on.
Oh, so you were recording the video.
Yeah, and you can hear the scream in the video. So
did you post it? Scream?
No, I didn't. I should.
You should.
So first day, you guys are digging, and you got to dig 7 feet down?
Yeah,
I think first job you was six
feet.
I think you was about 6'2" first day.
Yeah. It's not until you hit the footing, right?
That's right. Not until you touch that gravel, man. That's it.
They gave me a fucked up corner the first.
We gave him.
Are we allowed to swear?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We gave him a brutal corner.
They
first
gave me
day.
A fucked up corner my first. Roots, full of fucking roots. Bricks, everything.
How close was the tree?
Right next to right in his face. Looking on there. Right in the corner and everything. Right.
They weren't tiny roots. They were thick roots.
No, they're thick.
No, they were brutal. They were brutal. I gave him a really brutal corner his first day. I knew it was going to be brutal because the tree was right there, but I didn't know it was going to be as brutal as it was. Otherwise, I probably would have taken it.
I would have smashed it.
It wasn't that bad. Like, it was like
it was bad.
It was bad. My first day, you know, digging and shit. Like,
it was bad. It was
trying
bad.
To figure out how to fucking put my foot down and all that. But
it's a pain in the ass. That's all it is. It's just in the way, right?
It just adds a little fucking like step in between.
So they learned quickly.
What was the first lesson that you guys learned?
It's a good question.
First lesson.
I'll say the first lesson I learned is definitely like just try and keep it cool. Like if you let things piss you off on the work site, it's just gonna get harder and be more difficult, and you know you're gonna have a bad day.
Yeah.
But if you can stay calm, cool, collected, let the work just do what it's got to do. Like nothing's gonna be easy, you know. Like I'm digging, I hit a rock. Am I gonna scream and pout? No, I'm gonna just try and get around the rock. Get
it
out.
Hate when you're digging, you're like a rock stops you, and by the time you take the rock out, it's like. Maybe this
thing. Yeah, it's tiny.
Yeah. Like, it's always the smallest one.
Why was this fighting me so much?
It makes me sick sometimes.
But then obviously you guys probably come across some huge rocks. It depends. So I guess newer subdivisions, you guys are probably finding all kinds of
everything.
Bricks,
cinder blocks, beer cans,
everything.
Half of a bike.
Half of a bike?
A bike, an actual
bike. Where's the other half? On the other side of the house?
Who knows? Might be. Who knows?
Half of a bike?
Half a bike, the back end of a bike. Full seat, back tire, half the frame. It's like they zipped it right in half and threw right 3 feet down.
Hockey cart still in the spoke?
No. I would have kept it.
You
I would have kept
what that
it.
Is.
Find, oh, like, the flickering. The flickering.
You guys put the water bottles.
You know we put the water bottles.
Water bottles.
Water bottles.
You don't know
the
about
spoke?
The water bottle.
I don't know that one.
Put the water bottle like in the tire and like when it.
You have a Hemi. The bike turns to a Hemi.
Sounds like a Hemi.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put the water bottle in the tire.
Yeah.
Right behind. My oldest son used to do it with his bike too.
Oh, so it has this rubbing it.
Yeah.
So you hear like.
Eventually it'll wear out the plastic.
Sooner or later.
Yeah. It's probably not the best idea.
So then it sounds like a Prius eventually. Right? I don't know the water. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good little trick. It's a good little trick. The hockey card I know.
Yeah, yeah. That's our generation.
That's our generation. Right?
Yeah.
You know? Hockey card, I know.
So why do you guys love digging and waterproofing? It's not. It's
love
like,
is a strong like word. love is a very strong word.
Why do you guys appreciate, you know, digging and waterproofing, man?
Just like when I think about it, would I rather be sitting in an office click clacking on a laptop, or would I rather be? Oh, it's 7 a.m. The breeze, the sun. I'm seeing the world. I'm going places. Like, I think I'd rather do that.
And there's other trades.
Mm-hmm. You can that is true. Trades, right? And to be fair, I haven't really like tried too much. Like obviously we do like we've done framing, drywall, that, and I would say I'd rather be outside in the sun than inhaling drywall all day.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
And like taping is horrible. I don't want to do that. So like I've tried a couple other things, and I feel like the thing that has really like been like the most enjoyable for me would probably be the waterproofing aspect of everything.
Which is surprising because it's brutal.
The waterproofing side of things?
Yeah. Just
well, because it can get messy if it's done incorrectly.
Messy. Mm. And just everything about our job is labor intensive. 100%. Everything. So a lot, I think that veers a lot of people away towards another trade, but everything in every other trade is also labor intensive too. It all just depends on what type of labor you want to be a part of.
Isn't it kind of funny? Like, you guys are probably just learning this now, that every trade will look at other trades and wonder to themselves, I'd never do that. Yeah, that's hard work.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure like drywallers love what they do. For sure. Plasterers love what they do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves what they do. But the thing is, they'll look at other trades and go, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, like on site, when we're on site with other people, like all the time, like me and Sean will get the like, oh, I'll never do what you guys are doing. Like, wow, I remember, or I always get the, oh, like I started digging too and now I do this. Like, people always, you know, they always come up to us and say like, that's hard work. Like, you guys are really going.
They give us our props for it. Sure. They do give us our props.
So like and when I see someone doing HVAC and just cutting a couple wires and making more than me, it makes me shed a tear sometimes.
But there's a lot more that goes into HVAC than just cutting a couple wires. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You need some training. There's a lot of work involved, right?
For sure. A lot.
And you got to know your stuff too. And also you're dealing with like gas and electrical, plumbing.
Yeah.
Like HVAC is a good trade, you got to learn.
Yeah.
For sure. Not,
I'm not saying that you don't have
I'm
to learn.
I wasn't like, I'm not trying to knock any like other thing else, but like, I feel like sometimes.
I've seen bad waterproofing. I've seen stupid bad water.
We see it all the time.
I'm sure you guys see it all the time, right? Yeah. So they still charge the same price. That's the bad part of it, right? Mm-hmm. So
and always, and I always make that joke when I see the worst waterproofing. I always say, I guarantee you though, they got paid at the end of the job, no problems,
100%. Because the client didn't know anything.
That's right. Exactly. They don't know. Exactly.
So they'll just pay. They'll pay for it, and then my house is fine.
Yeah.
But then it fails in a few years,
and then they call me. They call us.
Yeah. And they got to do it all over again.
Everything. Mm-hmm. And then it ends up costing them that much more because now I need to diligently remove everything that was there to expose the initial problem and then repair it the way I need to warranty it.
I know that you and I, we talked about how the recent floods that we had here in the Toronto area. I was like, good.
Yeah. I was happy about it.
All the bad work that was done.
You got exposed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I so I hope it educated homeowners to the point where it's like, you know what? You get what you pay for.
100%. 100%. I think it's there's a couple clients that, you know, they said to me, you know, I should have just gone with you or the person who came and quoted it prior who wasn't as cheap as this guy, because now they're $15,000 more in the hole than they would have been initially from the start. And that's, you know, it's I think that flood really opened up people's eyes.
I don't think people realize how dangerous like having water penetrate your basement is.
It's
especially
incredible.
When it's already finished and you got furnishings and all this other stuff, and then you got to do the insurance phone call. Yep. And if you don't fix that properly, there's still a threat later on, right?
Of course.
100%.
Just the health risks alone associated with it are just astronomical.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's
even if it's not like a large amount of water coming in or whatever, but no, who wants to see water in the corner of their basement when they're watching a movie with their family?
Nobody.
Man, we get a lot of clients too that like want to finish their basements and like put up like, you know, spend a lot of money on their house. And it's like, well, I'm not going to do that without, you know, making sure that no water's going to come in and damage everything.
But
right?
It's funny how clients won't spend the money at first to do this.
That's why I don't understand.
They'll do the basement first.
Yes. And then they have to cut out all the
drywall. And they're playing roulette. Because when you get a storm like, oh, we did, brutal. Which happens.
Yeah.
You're going to get water in the basement. Then all that money you spent is all wasted. Maybe they look at it as a game where it's the insurance will take care of this shit now. But it's
only a fraction.
Get fixed crap.
Yeah, like crap. And it's only a fraction of what you invested. Like if you invested $80,000 to redo your whole basement and then insurance comes in, cuts out 2 foot of the drywall on 20 foot stretch and offers you an $8,000 check, then you got to pay me to come in and pay me 10 grand to waterproof it too. It just doesn't make any sense.
And then here's the big thing now, because obviously insurance is an interesting after COVID years, right?
Oh, yeah.
it's almost like you got to reread all the fine print now, yeah, because they've changed the rules of the game.
Everything.
Where certain things are not even covered and you don't even realize it. You think you're paying, yeah, but it's not even covered.
Yeah.
And then when this does happen, surprise, you're not screwed. Covered for this.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard of one client that has ever brought me in after insurance has gone in and assessed. Not one client has told me that the foundation is covered. They'll cover the drywall, the framing, the insulation, the flooring. But a lot of insurance companies, unless you read that fine print and you pay a premium for it, they don't cover anything foundation below grade.
Nothing. To waterproof it itself.
No, nothing.
Because if it wasn't done already.
That's right.
But then is there a problem where the insurance might even turn around going, since you didn't waterproof this, that you can only be covered for X amount in the basement?
It very well may be part of it. They've never specifically told me that. But I've always heard like, oh, I called insurance and insurance is going to give me this to put the house back together. But they're not covering anything on the waterproofing, the foundation repairs at all.
So two things for you guys. You realize that you've got a perishable career, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. You guys are young, dumb, and full of cum right now, yeah, right? The body will deteriorate over time. 100%. Simple as that. That's just how, and it will get worse if you don't take care of your body.
100%.
So there's a good way, and you guys were doing it well when I saw you guys, right? Mm-hmm. You guys are conscious of your physical movements in a tight area,
yeah, mm-hmm,
that you're not going to start creating chronic pain later on. You know what we're talking about, right?
100%.
So you guys have to be aware of that, right? And then I guess the second thing is that I want to talk about is the business of construction. Are you guys learning? Are you guys absorbing what he's, whether he's showing you or not showing you, are you guys paying attention to it? Being a praying mantis on the side and fucking paying attention to what he's doing.
That's the thing about Anthony that I respect a lot about him. He makes sure that like his plan of what he has going on is business, obviously building his business, but it's also to teach us to how, what we got to do to open our own business and not, you know what I mean? How, like we could get to the point where we're at, where he is, have workers for us and we're doing what he's doing. We're crunching the numbers, going to quote our jobs, you know?
I'm trying to, you know.
But you know, that's not the norm, right?
I know it's not the norm.
Everyone's worried that they'll get this information and they'll get ego and then they'll go on. I'm gone. I'm fucking off. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. You know, for me, like he's my blood cousin. So like for me that, but even him now, like he's like family now too.
It's a little awkward.
It will. But if they come up to me in 5-6 years and I think that they're ready and they say, hey, you know what? I want to go and start my own thing. I'll be the first one to start throwing them jobs that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Cut me a percentage. Sure. I don't want to touch this one. You guys go do it.
But you guys are earning that.
Yeah, they're working towards
that. That's not just, here you go, year one, year two, whatever. No, here you go, you guys, here's your stripes.
And that's why I feel like I'm working hard now and like I'm young now so that I can put my body through this because like if this is the path that I'm going to choose to do, I might as well work as hard as I can while I can. And then hopefully by the time you're 37, 35, I could be on the beach saying, you know, get me a margarita or something.
It's like a lifetime away for you guys.
Lifetime.
If you're not planning for that now, when are you going to plan for it? That's right? What
I'm rather put the years in now, get my life situated for my future, and then I could just sit back and relax for the rest of my life.
Because I don't want those chronic. I don't want to wake up and my knee is shot, my back's done. I'm already there. It's getting scared.
He's not there, man. It wouldn't be from work.
It's from the shovel and the jackhammer and everything that we got to do.
You're still fresh.
I'll give you guys one little secret that if you start now, it will help you for the rest of your fucking days talking about physical.
What is it?
Stretch.
Yeah. I tell this guy every fucking morning. I gotta start stretching.
And I ain't fucking talking about touch my toes shit.
Nah,
I'm talking proper stretch. Every day, proper stretch.
Yeah. I've seen a video of these union
you
guys.
You have to stretch, man.
No stretch.
Nah, yeah, you've seen the video where they do it, right?
They're all standing around doing
it. You know how valuable that shit is? I get on sites and I see tall guys and I see I see all kinds of people and they think, I don't need to stretch. I'm good. Yeah. I stretch all the time when I lift up my arm.
That's not stretching.
You need to stretch. That's what keeps you limber, right? It's like
doing aquastop aerobics and stretching.
You guys want to stretch before we start? I'm good with it.
Yoga mats and shit?
Oh, yoga mats. You got the grass.
Dirt. Just do it on the dirt.
That's it. Right on the dirt. Right on the pile, man. Right on the pile. But yeah, these guys still go hit the gym after a long day at work. 100%. Yep. I'll FaceTime them to go over the next day, and they're both at the gym.
I could never do the after. I could always do the before.
I do before.
I can't but do the before.
The after is, the before is too much. I'm not waking up at 4 a.m. to go work out.
What time are you guys waking? Well, what time are you guys getting in?
To like to work? Gym?
No, from home. Life.
Well, what time you guys you getting go in? Out, like, tell them. Go out. Tell them what time you guys are getting in. Go. Tell what them.
Okay. Well, it depends on the day. It depends on what I'm doing.
Being honest, right now I'm off an hour of sleep. If I'm being completely honest with you,
you guys are running on 22, 23 hours.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Man. Sometimes. Sometimes I.
That's why I always have videos of them sleeping afterward.
Yeah,
that's
oh, I know.
And the nap times always. In the truck.
The last one was bad.
Amazing.
The last one I violated too hard.
Yeah.
They're funny.
You guys are out, right?
Oh, we're out. Dog, snoring, gone. Twitching, snoring. Like
sometimes he puts the camera right on my nose, hits me. I'm done. I don't even bother you. I'm out.
But they're still young. They I think all of us did that.
We any would, Sharpies in the truck?
Sharpies? I do, no,
but if I woke up with a mustache or something, then we'd have serious problems.
That looks like a dick.
Yeah, yeah. That's all the right. Next. That's the next one. That's the next one. Watch.
Then guaranteed. It'll be serious.
So why
problems
are you guys pushing the candle so hard then, man? You know that you got to go to work. It's physical, but you know you got to live life and have some fun and go out.
So you're trying to balance it. Yeah,
we don't go to the point where it's overdoing it. You know what I mean? Definitely. Like we find a steady middle ground and we stay right there. We
so what's the week like? Tell me about the week. Okay, Monday, what happened?
Okay, so let's start Sunday. Sunday is usually like, Sunday? I'm not doing anything Sunday. Leave
Sunday what time are you waking up Sunday morning?
Sunday morning? Depends on what Saturday looked like.
Saturday. So what's the average Saturday making you wake up at what time Sunday?
Well, like...
You went out Saturday night.
Okay, I went out Saturday night.
Okay, we went out Saturday night. It's like with us going. When?
Was it a successful night?
Was it an after party?
Was it a successful night?
What's going on here?
Successful
you
got, night?
You I just might speaking phrases okay. That I haven't heard it forever.
So if I had a good Saturday night and I'm happy with the conclusion, I might have gone to bed at like 6, 7 a.m.
And then you're waking up at what time?
Like probably 2, 3.
And then what do? Have breakfast?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What's for breakfast?
Lunch.
Breakfast.
My dad on Sunday is usually barbecue, so I get a nice like a regeneration, you know?
Wow, that's kind of good.
Yeah.
Yours is the same?
I don't know. I don't know what I eat after a night out. I think maybe just a bagel. It's a bagel. Maybe a burger from A&W. I don't know.
You guys
know.
Live far apart from each other?
We like used 15 to, minutes yeah, like away. 15 minutes.
Then 15 minutes to get the barbecue, man.
I lie. World
he's not invited.
Like, oh, he's not invited.
I see him too often already.
So yeah, it's like that.
Too much time all
right,
together.
So that's like Sunday, that. Right? So then what happens the rest of the... Do you go out Sunday night?
Nah, Sunday night is probably just gym. Yeah. And then just go home and chill.
Just chill.
Talk to this
what
guy.
What are you guys doing at the gym?
Like everything, back day, bicep day, depends chest day, tricep day, everything, cardio.
How are you guys splitting up the muscle groups?
So I usually I'll do chest tries together. Kay. So push day, and then I'll do pull day, which is back bicep.
Yep.
And then I'll do shoulders and abs. And then cardio day, I usually just play basketball. And
one day for cardio?
Yeah, well, I mean, I also work every day.
True.
Which
no,
is,
yeah, it's true.
Which you could true. Qualify as like a no, cardio no, a kind of thing.
It's 5 days a week of cardio.
Basically, yeah.
And like I'm not really going to the gym for like I need to lose weight. It's more of like I just want to build that muscle. So it's more of definitely more of like a weight training when I go to the gym than
so
cardio.
So that's Sunday, right? And you're doing the same?
Yeah, pretty much.
So now Monday, what time are you going to bed Sunday then?
Sunday,
how do you get your sleep pattern back to if you're going to bed Sunday morning at 6?
You know what it is? When you wake up, you're already so tired.
Yeah.
So it's like the whole day you're kind of groggy a little bit.
Yeah.
So
you're
it's
napping.
Like by the time you get to the time, it's time to sleep. You're ready to go. You're ready.
Or
to
and you know, there's definitely Sundays that I've spent up. And I wake up Monday morning and I'm on time for work, but I you know crack the energy drink.
You look like
so
fucking
what time
zombies.
Monday morning start.
It's 6, 7 a.m.
6:30 Monday. I'm up at 4 every day, regardless, this even on Sunday.
This guy is just something else.
So yeah, he's
never up at no. You're up at 4 if you've gone out.
Yeah,
they're still awake at 4.
I'm not awake. He tells me all the time, "You should be up at 5 a.m. Look,
should
like,
be.
This is what you're doing." And I look at him like he's crazy.
I just never went to bed.
I scrape the barrel for as much minutes of sleep as I can.
So you guys will just take power naps all the time.
Yeah,
whenever you can.
Oh, Sean's power nap king.
Yeah. In the truck, I'm
power
out.
Nap king.
In the truck, I'm out.
For
even
sure.
At home. even at home.
At home, I started to get better. Because now I get to the point where it's like, okay, I'm not going to sit on my ass. I'm going to go do something.
What's the body feel like if you sit on like on your ass?
I'm bored, bro.
I get bored. You got to move.
I'm twitching and shit. Like, I don't like it. I don't like just sitting on my ass just doing nothing. It just doesn't.
But so yeah, like Monday morning, if like, let's just say he says meet at the shop for like 7:30 and the shop is like 20 minutes from my house, I am waking up at 7:05. Like 100%. And I'm getting up, I'm putting water on my face, brush, walk out. That's it.
And you got to be there for 7:30. You're waking up at 7:05. And you get there for what time? 7:25?
I'll get there at like 7:25, 7:27.
Scraping the barrel. Cool, the barrel. Eh?
Scraping the barrel. What if there's like an accident or something like that?
I will fly.
He ends up getting bitched at because he's 10 minutes late.
No, never late. Never late.
It was
never.
A squirrel. It fucking flipped me to bird. Yeah, slowed me down.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you guys get to the shop and then saddle up. Start to the job site.
Yep.
Go. And start digging.
We normally ask for like a fiver before we start, just to like
a fiver.
A fiver. Go. Explain. 5 minutes.
What's 5 minutes gonna do at that time in Monday morning?
Just gets you'd prepared.
Be surprised.
5 minutes.
That you'd be
five
so, like minutes? When you sit in the truck for that and just go.
And you watch that.
We've been talking like 30 minutes so far. Fiver, you guys are asking for 5 minutes? No,
those fivers at 7:30. What
do you guys do, pass out?
No.
Just sit on your phone.
Just sit there and just talk about
stuff.
Oh,
you guys are just fucking doom scrolling for 5 minutes.
Not even doom scrolling. It's just like getting your body prepared.
I think they're getting mentally prepared.
Make some jokes.
That's how they get mentally prepared.
It only takes 5 minutes?
Crack the energy drink, you know?
And then like when the fiver is done, you try to squeeze another fiver.
Oh, yeah, we haven't even gotten to the energy drinks.
The fiver.
Holy shit.
See, We're bad for it.
Let's talk about the narcotics.
This is the trick. When you want a break, you look at Anthony and say, hey, when's the last time you had a cigarette?
You hit it with that.
You remind him of his addiction.
And there you go.
You guys are funny.
And that's how you get a break right there. Because he'll look at you and go, you're right.
You're right.
All
right.
So it's 7:30 right now. You're asking for a fiver. Yeah. So it's 7:35 now. And you get on the road and you're onto the job site.
Yeah.
So you're like minutes away from...
Work.
From work.
Okay. Yeah. So
you get on the job site and
energy drink and get to it.
Whatever the task is, whatever you've already dug or you start waterproofing, you clean
the concrete. We normally talk about what we're like what the plan is for the day, the night before, or like the day's coming, and then we just get there.
When we get there, we know what
we know what's happening.
We have a 3-way FaceTime call every night around 9, 10 PM.
Attack it and
so you guys are prepped. The home.
Yeah,
100%.
So yeah, we talk about it. Anthony will let us know what he's looking for, and then we'll get to the site. And then you know, sometimes you can hear like, okay, this is the plan. Like, but it's nice to see it, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll walk through the job site. We'll see everything. We'll lay it all down, and then it's okay. Unload the truck, grab the tools, and get to it. Hurry up!
It's to the point where like, if the homeowner comes out and Anthony's not there, like we and they have questions about what we need to do, or oh, what is this? What's that? We can tell them. We let them know. Then they feel good with the answers, and we're prepared.
You guys ever get a homeowner that's a single mom, and she's like standing by the doorway?
I'm waiting for the moment. Hey, anyone?
Lemonade.
These guys are waiting.
Let me just plug myself real quick for that moment. Anyone that is watching this.
So that hasn't happened yet, eh?
Anyone that is watching this?
Just sitting there with single moms.
Oh, yeah. But we did have that one. We're not going to say where. There was that one.
There was that one.
Hey, she was really, really into watching these guys work.
I don't know what it was.
She sat at that back patio table and all day in a bikini and a little robe and just watch. You guys want water? You guys want cafe?
Hey, any single moms that need any type of service, you know where to find me.
Waterproofing services.
You know where to find me.
So the scenario hasn't happened yet, right? But you guys are waiting for that scenario.
They're praying for it.
You know, I wouldn't say waiting, but if it was handed to me somehow, I would definitely not be upset.
Holy shit.
I just hope my mother doesn't watch this.
I'm joking.
Wait a minute. How old are your parents?
My dad is 50.
Oh, let me not fuck this up.
70. 1970. What is that? 54.
My mom's 79.
My mom's 79 too.
Twins.
My guy.
So there's no issue, I guess, if you have a client and she was born in 1979 too?
Okay, well, I don't think so.
All right, that was Monday morning. So now you guys do the job.
So we start the job, right?
And I like that you guys do the homework before, right?
Always.
So you guys
are always
prepared mentally, and there you go, right?
Every night.
And now you do the job, day wraps up. Well, how long is the day?
10 hours minimum. Man. Some, but you know, sometimes we smash a job out.
And baristas complaining about a 4-hour shift. Oh, right? No.
Sometimes we're 10 hours in, but sometimes we smash a job out like a little, we call them a grave, like a little 6-foot crack repair. And these guys are done by 12 o'clock. Guys are done by 12. Open and closed by 12.
Yeah, there's really? Jobs
these guys
that are we footing by gravel
before
9 a.m.
Gravel by
really?
9.
Really?
No joke. Hand digging. These guys don't fuck around.
Don't you guys ever like by accident like, juice? Like we were talking about. No, like hard dirt.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh. When we have to pull the chipper out with the spade bit, then we know it's going to be a long fucking
But no those dirt doors, can dude. Beat me. I am literally the best.
Listen, there's
the
one dirt that may beat you one day.
Yes.
All right?
Oh, yeah.
Send it my way. Send it my way. I'm ready.
They're ready for it.
I want a challenge.
I'm talking about 6 feet under one
that's
day.
Right.
Okay?
That's
right. That dirt later will beat on. You. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you can't dig it out. You know
if you're going 6 under, you're going into a compartment or you're going into the air.
That's right.
Whatever your choice is, your religious beliefs and all that stuff, mm-hmm. right?
You can't get away from it.
One day, there's an end to this wonderful story, everybody.
Of course.
You can't
feed me to the fish.
Huh?
Feed me to the fish.
There you go.
That's hey, that's how it's got to go.
Okay, over. So now you guys are digging, and that's repeated Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Mm. Yep. You guys are going out and partying any of those days?
I don't like to.
Yeah,
I don't like
week,
to do it during the week.
During
like
the week, it's maybe just like, hey, let's like I might go hang out with somebody or something, and like don't do.
Might just go.
How come you guys don't smoke or vape or weed?
Because that's very bad for you.
They vape.
That's very bad for you.
Very bad for
you. You shouldn't be doing that at all.
Don't do.
Never do any of those
type of
things.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Alcohol.
Nothing.
No, these guys aren't.
No alcohol whatsoever? You're full of shit.
I'm full of fucking shit.
No, of course.
It's not a bad thing to have a
beer. You know what? Everything in moderation is okay.
Everything in moderation is okay.
Well, maybe not everything.
Including digging.
No. Yes. Yeah, digging is
breaking
shit.
Up concrete.
He never.
Okay, so then you guys don't really party during the week then because you know that it's going to cause and affect your work day.
During the week, it's more of just like chill.
Yeah.
Chill vibes. You know, you'll link up with a 1-2 person. You'll chill with them for the day. You know, maybe come back 2 a.m.
Yeah, like
just chill.
Definitely like.
It's wait a minute. You're going to work. You're starting at 7:35 after the fiber. And then you do 10 hours. So then you're wrapping up around
Five, six-ish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now you're linking up with somebody?
No, so then I'll go home and I'll wash my face. I'll make something to eat. I'll go to the gym.
You're making your own dinner?
Like usually like a bagel or something. Nothing crazy.
Dinner, man.
Well, sometimes there's not always like a meal at my house.
It ain't the barbecue like waking up.
No,
morning,
right?
Same.
My dad owns his own business too, so he's not always available to make dinner every night.
You guys are on Uber Eats?
Of course. Oh, that's the majority of my money is being spent on food.
I cook a little bit.
No, I don't cook.
You guys don't cook
your favorite
shit.
My favorite dish.
That you cook, that you go, you know what? I'm going to get laid because I made this.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You ain't getting laid on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Moderately toasted.
You are not getting laid on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I make a good English breakfast.
Get the fuck out
you'll
of
get
here.
Laid on
breakfast. Okay. English breakfast? What is that?
It's like
eggs?
Yeah, bacon? Like eggs and shit.
If you can't make that, there might be something wrong.
Or pasta. Like a good pasta, like I could.
Like what kind of pasta? White pasta? Or what?
Yeah,
like
you're making pasta.
Like what?
He's not making pasta.
What do you mean I'm not making pasta?
He's not making pasta.
I made pasta like 2 days ago. Yeah? Yeah.
Like what? Chef Boyardee?
No. No. Impossible.
It's ravioli.
can make a really good bowl of cereal.
Unbelievable.
Perfect ratio.
Ramen.
Ramen noodles? Sooner or later, with the super glue.
I just eat when I want to eat.
Honestly, I'm more of especially I'll make a protein shake in the morning, so I'll be full until around 11. And then if I'm really, really hungry at work, we'll go to Timmy's, I'll get like a bag or something, hold myself over. And honestly, usually when I'm home, I just like to snack. I just snack on fruit, like watermelon, strawberries, cherries, whatever I have there.
I eat burgers, fries, like everything.
And then obviously, like I eat, don't, but like, I don't know.
Where's your favorite burger place?
Oh,
that's a good question.
We've hit some good ones.
Okay, well, like there's categories though, right? Like if you think burger place, there's like, you know, fast food.
Like, yeah, are we talking?
There's like fast cheap food? Fast food. There's like no, that. There's
fast
like
food burgers are not burgers.
They're not burgers.
There's like the middle categories. Like okay, like they're good, but it's still like it's not like, yo, I'm not paying $25 for this burger.
A&W is definitely the best fast food burger.
It's not even close. A&W is the best fast food place. A&W should sponsor AquaStop because
definitely.
To be honest,
please do it.
I think why? Because A from AquaStop and
exactly,
A from
exactly.
You know, you never know.
And whatever W stands.
So then
stands
start
for
doing posts for like this A and W.
Hey, I'll put you guys on game. Double buddy cheeseburger with some hash browns.
Okay, so that's the fast food, but when it's like a proper burger,
what'd you say? Burger Priest?
Burger Priest, probably.
Burger Priest is obvious. Yeah.
Like, they made me sick the first and
did
only
they?
Time. Yeah.
You have have you ever had the option burger?
Option from a burger?
From Burger Priest.
No, I had one of the burgers. I don't remember what it was.
Nobody is eating
patty.
That.
Nobody's eating the vegan.
Is that the vegetarian one?
That's a vegan burger?
You literally had the option burger and said, oh, that's just fire as fuck.
Vegan burger?
It has like a portobello mushroom inside. It has like mozzarella cheese, all that shit.
One time I ordered a burger, I thought it was a real burger. It was Beyond Meat burger. I took one bite. I was going, what is this shit?
Disgusting.
Meat. I said, sent it back.
Fucking soy.
Yeah,
and
I don't want to eat any of that.
Gross.
You actually like that?
No, not that.
Yeah. He was vegetarian.
I didn't eat eggs.
The first
dairy.
Day this guy
you're
started,
vegan.
He was this thin.
I was healthy, though.
You were healthy.
Once I started
but he eating, looked sick.
Once I started eating meat, like, obviously I started gaining the weight again and shit, but you feel the difference of being vegetarian versus eating meat.
But you were vegetarian
difference.
Without any eggs?
Yeah, no
so
eggs,
no, butter,
no meat. I had dairy.
Yeah, dairy.
But just no meat and no eggs.
Yeah, but you can't.
He started working with the Italians, and now he's eating meat and everything. So.
Yeah. At that point, it's all meatballs and veal.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Right? Like,
mortadella sandwiches.
We've been eating at some good places.
Yeah.
Oh, we've had some good food.
We've had some good food this year.
We have.
We've actually tried a lot of good things.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about construction, especially when it's a small business and you can go all over the city.
Everywhere.
And you find spots. Like
that's what
we found we found a little, that taco truck that we found all the way in Mono.
Mono.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Which taco truck? Like a food truck?
Yeah,
like a food truck.
Some random taco shop just on the side of the road.
Fresh tacos. At a gas station.
Really?
In the middle of
was it?
Bumfuck, no, Mono, Ontario.
Where the fuck is
like
Mono?
It's about an hour north of Caledon. The right. Best tacos I've had in...
I'm going back to the week now.
Yeah.
So you guys occasionally go out and party. What are you doing, Antonio, the whole time?
I'm either with my kids or I'm pricing jobs.
Yeah. He's being a father.
I'll be honest.
He's the responsible one.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't get home till 10.
Somebody got to drive the ship, right?
Somebody's got to steer.
Run aground,
you know? But yeah, I'm usually either, if I'm not at home already with my kids, I'm pricing jobs, you know? And then I have full custody of my 13-year-old, but my 3-year-old is joint.
Okay.
So my oldest is there every day. So I make sure everything's good with him. And then, but a lot of times, sometimes I don't get home till 10 p.m., 11 p.m., 9 p.m.
But even during the week, it's hard to go out for me too, because I also work a part-time job after construction.
Yeah.
So I'll go and
you just
want
to make more money?
Well, you can never have too much money, can you?
Well, there's certain individuals that have too much money because they have too much power now and they have too much say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if I get to a point where I have too much money and I have too much say, I'll be okay with that. I think.
I don't think you'd really be okay with that. Genuinely. I think you're saying that now because you like the money aspect, but I don't think you have it in you to be
okay, so you guys, why is it that you need this money? What's the money for?
I wouldn't say I need it, but like...
You want it.
Why would I want to not have it, right? Like,
what does the money give you guys?
For me, it gives me like future and stability.
Okay.
It's like I have... Money is like... You earn your money. I earn my money. And then that money, I could do so much more with it.
Like, what do you want to do with it?
Like property and like, you know, just start like...
Investments, everything?
Investments, you know.
Like they have really good heads on their shoulders.
I do like... I deal with like the crypto. I deal with like the like day trading and stuff like that.
How come nobody talks about NFTs anymore, eh?
Oh, those are...
Everybody those got fucking good. Scammed.
I never even really knew what those were.
They got scammed.
I made a good amount, like... Actually, I made like NFTs did me good.
You they got wrong.
Really? You benefited from it?
Yeah. I work as hard as I do so that I can place my parlays that miss every weekend.
Yeah, these guys gamble.
That's how parlays. It's what it's all about.
Sports
like
gambling.
Like
you do sports parlays? Gambling?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay.
Not to the extent where it's like
investments, or is it just pure addiction?
No.
Addiction is crazy. That's what I mean. That's what agenda we're pushing, but like, you never like watch a game and like put some money on it. I don't
follow sports, no.
UFC?
I don't bet on sports.
It just adds like an exciting like,
Are you guys up or you guys are down? Or you guys are even?
These guys hit some good parlays sometimes.
I think I'm still up. Now I think I'm
down. Why do you guys do it? You guys do it for the adrenaline attached to it?
I do it to make money.
Yeah, make money, the adrenaline.
You lose money.
Then I lose.
Then you got to place another one.
$10.
Then you got to place another one?
You got to place another one until you get up.
Like I don't place bets. Don't listen weekly. To what I'm saying. Like it's not like a weekly basis. It's like I have to like see something and there's a UFC card.
Hey, when Euro was on, it was every day.
Oh, yeah, every day.
Euro's made a lot of money. You guys think it's a gamble?
You could. It is most definitely a gamble. It's a gamble. But you could control
which
it.
Movies have you guys paid attention to that I get this kind of thought process here, man?
Yeah, I watch cartoons, actually. Finding Nemo, Ratatouille, Cars. Those are my movies.
I don't remember gambling going on in there.
No, there's no gambling going on in there.
Ratatouille had to gamble. He could have left the restaurant, but he stayed. That was a gamble.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
He said that.
Fucking Ratatouille
that
philosopher.
Was a gamble. You know,
so occasionally you guys are doing that during the week. Now comes Friday night. What happened?
Friday
onto
night.
Onto Tinder and start swiping?
No.
Deleted that.
That app sucks.
It depends if we're working Saturday or not.
What's the latest app for you guys nowadays, dating app?
We don't really use it. I'm more of an in-person connection.
They should start a construction dating app.
I think they should. I would love it.
I feel like you'd find a lot of grimy people on that.
You'd find a whole lot of grimy people on the job sites that were like, you want some lemonade?
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I seek more of like, I like to interact with people in person. I don't really do like the online thing.
Generation is all about online. You guys are Uber this, dating that.
It's true, which is why it's weird. But like for me, like, to like meet someone and try and talk to them like online, it's just weird to me. Like even trying to text and like start conversations and everything, I don't really like doing that. But if you meet me in person, we could talk about everything. We could have an 8-hour conversation.
Yeah, like you know, on messages text and shit, it's just dry. It just so feels dry. Like, yo, who am I really talking to? Yeah. Like you don't know, I could say a word this type of way, but in person I'm saying it like that. But on text it's just red, black.
Yeah, the game is construed, of course.
Like it's just, I'd rather meet them in person. You know, it's more real and authentic like that.
So at 19 years old, how realistic is the married life?
The relationship?
0%.
0%
right now? 0%.
0%. 0%. This is funny. Yesterday, some guy calls me by accident. He calls me. He meant to call somebody that was on the show recently.
Okay.
And then I said, I think you're looking for Kyle, right? From 2x2 because he was just on the show. And he goes, well, who's this? And I was going, it's Manny. And I was like, Manny from the construction life? I was going, yeah, it's Manny from... He goes, you don't sound like Manny from the construction life. I'm like, it's Manny. I'm telling you, it's Manny, man. And then he goes, oh, now you sound like Manny. Like, okay. So then I start talking to him. And then it turned out it was a guy that reached out and he wanted to build his own house and he wanted to get some advice. So we had like a 2-hour call last year.
Wow.
And then he was telling me, he goes, Manny, I'm building the house right now.
That's incredible.
So then he was like, listen, I've been listening to all the shows and I've been following along. I've been taking your advice. And he's like talking stuff about how you're a good predictor of shit that's going to happen, all this crap. And I'm like, thanks. I appreciate that. Right.
Of course.
And then he's like, the one thing you don't do, Manny, on the show is you don't divulge that much personal life. And I was like, well, that's my business. Right. I've shared some. He goes, I want to get some advice about you, like, what you think about marriage. And that's why I'm going with this, where you guys.
So what do you think about marriage?
So I said,
let's get personal.
I'm 52 years old. I've never been engaged. Never. I've had conversations to be married, but I've never been engaged. I've never been married. My brothers and sisters were married. I have plenty of high school friends that I don't speak to today that have been married, divorced, cheated. They've gone through the whole gamut.
For sure,
I've been the window dressing, just checking this out, going, look at this shit.
Look at that.
Yeah. I know plenty of people that got married for the wrong reasons, had kids, and then got a divorce.
Yep.
I've been in relationships and out of relationships that I knew that wouldn't work out, and then sure enough, they got involved with somebody else, and then they got divorced.
Mm-hmm. Do you regret never getting married? Do you feel
and
lonely?
And it's funny you ask that same question.
Do you have
and I'm like, I don't have that regret. You can't have regrets of things that you did
that
not
you
do.
Never yeah, experienced.
Sure. Yeah,
exactly.
It's very true.
Do you feel lonely at night?
No.
No.
You don't need a partner to.
You ain't gonna get into the psychological about that shit. And I'm not saying that you guys should get married or not get married.
Yeah.
I'm just curious because your generation,
like
for the most part, is a disconnected generation when it comes to intimacy.
Very.
For me, it's like
it's a transaction.
I want to be able to get married. I want to be able to, you know, like settle down sometime. But in this day and age, it's like. Everybody's so caught up in lifestyle, so caught up in what other people are doing. No, there's nothing like authentic and real.
See, that's the thing. You guys start telling somebody that you're trying to get to know.
Mm-hmm.
I work in construction. I do waterproofing. I dig graves all day.
Yeah.
And then I protect homes. And they're like looking at you going, you don't want to be a doctor?
Yeah.
When I tell people that I work construction, they're usually like, oh, okay, like you work hard, you got money. That's usually what I get. And I say, no, I hardly work and I'm broke, truthfully. But
you bullshit.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not gonna tell because the truth. They have their misperception.
And like, I don't know. I think that like obviously it would be ideal if I, you know, I found a female or a woman that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, completes me and, like, we can do all that, but...
Completes you.
you caught that too, right? I caught it. Completes me, of course.
And, you know, like, me and her could be, you know, together, but her, I don't think... Like, I've tried relationships. I'm young, obviously. I haven't done that much, but, like, I've tried a couple times and, like, done the work, and it's just like, yo, why would I need to do this? So much effort for what?
Jeez.
Are you on the same plane?
I'm not.
I didn't think so.
I'm not.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Like I've done my fair share, whatever the fuck. And like it's like for me, all like the fucking around just like looking like that girl, this girl, it's just a waste of time at the end of the day. Like it's fun. It's fun, but it's a waste of time.
You gotta have fun with the wrong ones until you find the right one.
Oh, here we go. Mr. Philosopher's back.
Philosopher.
Listen, you know what, though? Like, for the most part of my construction career, I've always worked with younger people.
Yeah, me too.
It's always been younger. There's been maybe 1% or 2% older than me.
Yeah.
And we get along really well, and we talk about life and all this other shit. But for the most part, it's all you young guys, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes the young guys will ask me my opinion about relationships and all this other shit. And I just tell them, like, and honestly, in your 20s, have fun.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Don't hurt anybody. Like, don't truly, like, just go out to hurt them.
Yeah, don't be a piece of shit.
I just want to take advantage of this person, right?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
100%.
But if you're genuinely not interested in that person, then don't be in that person anymore, right? Yeah, sure. But if you are interested, then let it roll out.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get pressured to be hitting these certain markers.
Yeah.
We come from a generation where it's like you got pressured by family
all the time
to get married at a certain time,
even
to have
to
a child
day.
At a certain time,
yeah.
mm-hmm. and to get a house, all that shit, those milestones, right? Yeah. You guys are not getting that pressure.
Yeah.
No,
really, I'm a very like go with the flow, just see where it takes me. Like if it's something that I like, then okay, I like it. But if it's not something I like, I don't. It's just, I just like to see shit through. That's it.
So. You guys don't remember this game show called The Dating Game, right?
I remember it. Yeah,
you guys don't remember
it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is old school.
No.
Yeah, 70s. Today,
like Love Train and shit?
Love Train.
Is that like the one where they were like...
No, it's a dating
three guys on one side
and
one
girl and then they talk,
and they just talk and she can't see them and then she picks one, right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out the women of today in your age bracket, at what point is a contractor? How important are they regarding what they do?
Like...
Is a doctor, like, a lawyer, an accountant?
Well,
are they more important than you guys?
Honestly, I think now it's just like as
I don't
long
even
as
think they care.
Money,
yeah,
they just
they
want
to. They don't care what they do.
They just want to. They want to be able to, like, you know. They just they want to know that you are, like, you have money and you can, like, take care of them. They want to be spoiled.
And you got money, then they're okay dating you.
Yeah,
they're a criminal. Probably. Is what I'm
pretty
saying.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, pretty fucking much.
Yeah, like,
really?
I don't think
as long as you have money. Because like, the money translates to what? Like, stability for them?
I guess they can be spoiled or, like, get whatever they want.
You guys spoil them?
You have to be the only two females that I spoil in this world are my mom and my sister. That's
the best answer.
It's a good answer, man.
That's it.
It's a great answer.
Here's another question. See what kind of answer you guys get. If you're walking on a sidewalk with a woman,
mm-hmm.
Are you right or left of her? Left.
What side?
Oh, yeah. What side are we walking on?
That doesn't matter.
Are we facing?
You have to answer the question with a question.
On the road.
You're walking on the road
side. Like on the roadside, yeah.
Yours?
Wherever I'm walking, I don't know.
You're going to go far, and you need some more education.
Yeah. I don't really have
You always have to go on the roadside.
Always.
Why? Always.
Because she should be walking.
So that I can get struck by the car?
Yes.
It's called chivalry, man. It's called chivalry. It's going to get you far, I promise.
First of all, how many people have you heard of, fuck, man, I was walking on the sidewalk, and I got hit by a car.
Yeah, and I don't want to be the first one. I don't want to be the first one.
The other day, like,
I want to be the first one.
When the flood show was happening, there was like there was this lady walking on the road, right? Oh, she got up to Papa John's. I'm waiting in my fucking car. I'm looking forward, and all of a sudden, she's just walking.
She got sprayed.
This car comes and just drenches her. It absolutely
drenches her. It's horrible.
Nah, like if I'm on the left side, I'm on the left side. If I'm behind her, I'm behind her. In front, right.
Speaks volumes if you guys go to the roadside.
Yeah. It's a chivalrous way to go, man. It's going to get you far in life.
We're pretty chivalrous.
What's the word? What's it?
Chivalrous. You're chivalrous. You're just talking shit. You're chivalrous.
Where's her... say it again. Chivalry? Where's her chivalry? Why can't she walk on the road? Like
because human nature, thing. Man. It doesn't matter how you... It doesn't matter how much they want to be a boss babe or whatever. There's still that open up a door mentality.
Yeah. Like, obviously, I was raised to be a gentleman. I obviously would protect like any female that I'm with, but I don't think that road thing is like a big deal for me.
It is. It's a big deal for them.
Is. For them, it
there's
is.
There's a lot of... Females have a lot of different things, like small things.
Also, I drive, so I don't really walk very often.
Holy shit.
But you gotta drive to the car. You never park right where you are.
That's right. And you gotta walk somewhere. You on park the side over there, we walk to the front door.
It doesn't matter if you have a car.
Yes. I mean,
but I'm not really. Hang on. Let's go back to Friday. Friday night, you guys are going out partying? Long, hard work week, made a lot of money. You guys provided a lot of service, production, like, you know.
Yeah, usually Friday night, something's gonna happen.
If the event is right, then we're there.
Like, it doesn't necessarily, like, we don't necessarily have to, like, go to, like, a club or, like, a party. Like, sometimes it's just, like, oh, let's. You know, maybe like hang out with some girls or just like.
What's the cost of a fucking drink in a club these days?
Like $12 for a shot, my friend.
One shot, $12.
The bottle prices. The bottle prices are like.
Yeah, $500 for Ciroc.
What the fuck?
Fucking insanity.
That's why it's like, yo, you can't even go to the club all the time because it's just like, man, this is absurd. Like,
what's water cost?
Free.
Actually, people they fucking charge you. I went to I went to 50 Cent. That rebel, he was like here performing and stuff. And I go to the counter, I'm like, oh, can I just have a glass of water? This girl gives me a Fiji bottle and charges me like $7 for it. Not even a full size one. It's like this big.
That bottle probably has Lake Ontario.
Oh, for sure. Toilet water.
Why is this? Oh, you opened it already, huh?
Yeah.
Toilet water.
Toilet water. Okay, so you're going out Friday night then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you guys are on the hunt, on the prowl.
I hear them talking about it all the time.
You're on the prowl?
Yeah, we're on the prowl. On the brow.
How you guys dressed?
I usually something very similar to this.
Yeah, like
they're fly guys. They're very
you see what I'm wearing right now? Like just t-shirt, jeans, black tee, very jeans. Similar to that. Nice you don't gotta go overboard.
But they have nice shoes. These guys
can't wear Aquastop, you know. Because if something happens and you don't want to be.
Yeah, these guys don't.
I'll wear Aquastop.
I'll rock it.
I would wear it. I don't usually, but I would.
I normally just step out in a plain black tee.
Yeah, plain
black tee, plain white tee.
You guys probably put on the shirts when you guys go out, and it's called Aqua Start.
Just get her going.
Niagara Falls.
Just get her going.
Oh, here we go.
It's a splash zone. It's a splash zone.
Here we go. Here we go.
Waterproofing.
Oh, here we go. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
Hey, if you need your pipes cleared, I'll put it in the subtitles what I was talking about.
Yeah, for sure. We'll make sure that's clear.
No, we definitely, you know, if you need your pipes cleared, you know. I know a guy.
God.
All right, so then Friday night, and you stay out until what time now? So we go back to the schedule.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It repeats. If it's a success.
Does it feel weird if there's a week where you guys don't go out and you just stay home and read a book?
Nah, sometimes. No,
sometimes. You guys read a book.
You know what? Honestly, sometimes on a Friday night, if I'm just at home and there's nothing to do, I do get a little like bouncy and I'm like, hey, like what's going on? You know, but if I'm
Netflix and chill, watch a movie, stream it, go to the theater.
I find it hard sometimes to like, especially if I'm like already like in like a mood of like I need to like do something.
Yeah, like if we're talking I can't just sit down. The morning time.
Yeah,
then it's like okay, then like we actually have
These guys will plan it out all day at work.
We don't go out all.
Not every week.
No, they're not like those. They don't go out and party. They'll go out. Sometimes these guys go play basketball for 4 hours after work on a Friday night.
Yeah, we used to do that. Yeah. Like Laneway ball.
Play, yeah, right? Exactly.
It's a very balanced thing, right? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, we don't really, it's not really like just like, oh my God, let's just go get hammered every day. Yeah. Let's go do all that. It's like, you know, every now and then it's like, oh, obviously I'm going to go out and try and have some fun with my friends, see what happens, go on the prowl, whatever, you know.
On the prowl.
But, genuinely, that's I feel like I'm more of like a chill guy. Like a lot of people that I know, like even like someone like the other day, like she literally looked at me and said, like, all you do is work and sleep. Like, what's wrong with you? And I was like,
It was a negative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a negative.
What
like,
did she do?
I don't know. I guess she doesn't work and sleep. I don't know. But like, you know, like people like I know like a lot of people in my age, like they go out a lot more than me and they're going out and partying a lot more than I do. And it's like, I don't know.
I think that's because they're not waking up at 6 a.m. to go to work and work construction.
But that's the thing too, though. Like, even though we wake up early like and all of that, we could still go out and do, we just like, choose not to.
There
sometimes.
There's times where like the other day last week, I was up until 5 in the morning. And then I had to wake up at 5:45 to drive to Sean's house, pick him up, and then drive to site to be there for 7:30. So I work, like there is times where I choose to work off 30 minutes of sleep, literally. And it's not the smart decision, but you know, we get it done. We survive and move on, go home, take a nap, and I'm okay.
Sometimes I don't know how they do it, man. Like I remember being young and doing that shit too. Yeah, man. I remember, but...
Back in my early 20s, man, I remember doing work and I was up for 3 days straight.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Just for the experience, right?
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I wouldn't do it. And then I think it was a year after that, I did 2 days straight. And I was like, yeah, I can't do this
anymore. Too much.
There's going to be a light switch coming soon, guys.
Yeah, for sure. You, like, it's going to.
24, 25.
It's going to.
You're going to be like, why can't I fucking, like, I'm dead tired now. You're just going to be like, what happened?
I think 24, 25 is. It's going to get even worse.
No, I don't think so. No? I think it's completely different, man. 25 to 19, especially if you're doing this type of work from 19 to 25, it's going to catch up. You're not going to be able to produce. You might be able to stay up till 5 and then come to work, but you're going to be a fucking zombie all day. You're not going to be able to produce like you do now.
Yeah. 100%. So how far advanced are you guys thinking about? Like, so in 5 years, are you still digging these holes?
So like, actually me and Sean talk about this all the time. We look at each other and like a lot of the times, even when I'm like, I think about it just in my head, like I tell myself like, okay, right now you're 19, right? And like, you're building a good foundation and everything. And like, you know, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what it is that I want to do. And it is looking like I'm leaning towards the, you know, open my own thing and like go into the trades, right?
And you'll get support from him.
100%. And I have that support. Like, that's another thing. Like, Anthony, like, there's no one else in my life that I know that, like, wants to see me eat as much as he does.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
So it's like, that's why, like Aquastop, Anthony, like, I love it, bro. Because, like, not only do I feel like I am a appreciated employee and, like, you know, like, I'm not taking advantage, I'm not treated like a piece of shit, but, like, also, like, he wants to see me genuinely succeed in my life. And, like, I really appreciate that.
We talk about it with him all the time.
Yeah. Like, they ask me questions all day.
Right now in the parking lot, before we got here, I was talking about it with him.
Talking about it.
It's really, it's a very comfortable feeling, or maybe comfortable is not necessarily the right word, because you don't want to feel comfortable, right? You want to feel like I have to go do something, but it's nice to know. Like, yo, there's someone behind me cheering for me, right?
Yeah.
It's nice to know. It's
hard
nice
to find that certain someone, right?
Mm-hmm. That's why
not a lot of people your age has that connection to speak to someone 100%. Like that.
I think if I had that at their age, I would be
it's different.
A completely different person.
Completely different, right? Yeah. And you guys should be grateful for that. Like 100%. It's like that's not
they're good. They're
the majority are like, you guys are punks. You guys are just getting hit for the money, and then you're gonna fuck off. That's it.
Yeah,
that's not how he's looking at you guys.
100%.
No, yeah, these guys are. And you know, I know, just speaking for myself personally, like at their age at 19, I was just freshly starting to run my first crew and got my own truck and for a company that I worked for. But I didn't take it as seriously.
You guys are taking it serious.
Very, very serious. Like, a lot more serious than I would have ever thought that they would.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more.
Because you just have a I guess you just, you have an impression of what their generation should be.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's scary.
And it's wrong.
Yeah, it's, of course it's very wrong. So it scares me. So I feel like it'd be good for me to utilize my knowledge and life experience to, you know, help guide them so that they don't get sucked into the shitty fucking society that they're unfortunately a part of. You know,
a lot of this new generation doesn't really want to put in the hard work. They don't want to. They want a lot of it given to them. They
want
to take the
easy. Well, they want the results
without the work.
In a quarter of the time that it normally takes to get results. Right.
I feel like your guys' generation, you guys really worked. You guys had to work hard.
Yeah.
And like you guys, you know, accomplished a lot of things and made yourselves like successful. And then you had your kids and like they didn't have to work as hard because you guys, you know, worked so hard and were able to provide these things for them. So they feel like, oh, I don't need to like go out there and grind for what I need because their whole life it was always handouts, you know? You know, like I didn't really have too much handouts. So I had to figure out like, okay, what am I going to do? Like I wasn't the best in school. I wasn't like, I didn't feel like I belonged there, you know? So it's like, okay, what am I going to do to like I'm going to make it by any means. You know, I tell myself all the time, like I need to.
Have you guys made it yet?
No, far from it.
Far away.
Far. I'm not even close.
What's made for you guys?
Made?
Made is when I'm 37, I'm on the beach in Costa Rica with a margarita. That's made it. That is made it for
the
me.
Latina.
It doesn't, oh, for sure. I don't discriminate.
A bad, bad Latina.
I don't discriminate anything. 10 out of 10. That's all that matters.
10 out of 10.
They gotta be 10s.
First of all, Bob Marley always said there's never a 10 out of 10.
Definitely.
So then I'm
like, he was absolutely right.
The moon has craters. And that's we right. still look at it and we stare at it. Okay?
That's right.
There's but 10 out of 10 doesn't necessarily mean she looks beautiful. 10 out of 10 is deeper than that, in my opinion.
Good answer, man. Good fucking answer.
It was
Sean.
Sean.
No, Sean, but you said something and then. Oh, yeah, no, have you guys made?
Oh, I don't. Honestly, for me, like, made would be like my mom's situated. I'm situated. My sister, like,
people. What's your background?
I'm Punjabi. I'm Indian. Okay, yeah. So, like, I make, like, if they have their worries, right, like, they're stress-free, they're good, they're chilling, and I'm sitting back stress-free and I'm chilling, that's made for
that's
me.
That's happiness.
Because how
what happiness.
What could I more could I ask for,
no,
you know?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Pretty yeah.
I remember
I
telling
sound
myself,
a lot more greedy than him, don't I?
No.
Just different. I remember telling myself that if I ever had a shop and a quick cut and a jumping jack, that I made it. I remember telling my mom that if I ever had my own quick cut and my own jumping jack and a truck with a shop, for me, I felt like I already made it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like made it's like different for everyone. Like of course. What's made it?
Yeah. What do you feel like you
what
made?
Do you feel like made it?
I'm a different fish because you just, you always achieve certain things. And then as soon as you achieve it, you're like,
achieve something.
What's different. Next?
What's next?
Yes. Yeah.
So then you challenge yourself some more, right? But then also in life, there's challenges that you don't succeed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Many right? failures.
And I dated somebody, she was telling me like, you being a Sagittarius, you have a very difficult fucking grasp on trying to understand things that you can't accomplish. If you don't accomplish it, then you have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Right. So what's made is a different definition for everybody, mm-hmm. right?
I agree. 100%.
So I just like, okay, so this show started and one person listened. Great. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thousands of people listen. It's great. It's wonderful. But sure. That's just a starting point. 100%. So where is this going to go from here, right?
100%.
Like as a kid, I'm glad that I didn't get my motorcycle license until I was in my 20s. If I would have got it in my teens, I probably would have been a part of the stats of all the people that crashed and died and decapitated and all the stories that you fucking hear.
Glad you're here with us.
So I just like, I've had my run-ins, right? But I survived and I'm still on it. I've had other friends who got motorcycles, went down one time, never fucking touch it again.
Yeah.
Do you have a motorcycle right now?
Yeah, but am I a dangerous rider? No, man.
No.
What type of bike? I'm a better driver.
What type of bike?
99 Ducati Monster.
Oof.
Right?
Bad boy.
It's not a fast bike, man.
It's a nice one, though.
No, I thought you were going to be like a Harley kind of guy.
No way, no.
Dude, you know how loud those things are? Yeah,
they're annoying.
Man.
Oh, the Ducati's loud, too, no?
No, not the same
but
way
But not the way
Harley,
Harley
man.
Like,
those Harleys are throaty.
I never understand how a motorcycle
I went on a bike
can
ride.
That
was
loud.
The only Italian bike, and it was all surrounded by Harleys. By the end of the ride, my ears were fucking ringing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm never doing that again.
I don't understand how motorcycles can be so loud, but if you have a car with your modified exhaust, you get tickets and you get
cops respect motorcycles.
I don't get it. I don't understand. A Harley Davidson is way louder than the Civic cutoff exhaust.
Okay, Toretto.
Hey, family.
Reynolds. I never got into the rice, you know, all that stuff.
No, man. You don't like the ricers? Ricing it all. I like the ricers. I like
pickup truck, man. Get a pickup truck, man.
I never got into. I'm not even into hypercars.
No,
yeah, I mean, yeah.
I can't stand hypercars.
I had a dream the other day of me just driving a McLaren P1. Don't know why. It was literally just me driving.
I don't think that's a car to me, man. It's not.
I don't. I'm not even really necessarily a big fan of McLaren P1. I don't know why that was in my dream. It was a yellow McLaren P1, and I was just zooming.
We'll get into the cars.
Something about that. Just those Germans. I can't lie.
Those Germans, eh?
The Germans. The BMWs and shit. Like that.
BMWs. Porsche.
Audis.
Audi.
Those are.
Yeah, but the older Porsches.
Yes.
No, newer.
Look at the Porsches from the 80s with the whale tail. Oh. They're trying to bring that shit back. They're trying to bring Targa back.
They should.
Yeah. Why are they bringing all these things back? They're bringing it back because
they're bringing the Silvia.
That's the what?
S15, the Silvia. You know, JDM, Nissan. Nissan Silvia.
You're going rice. That's what I mean.
So you don't
put that anywhere. What is it? GTR?
So what are you, like American Muscle?
I like American Muscle, but I also like Italian Muscle too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I am also, I'm a big Aston Martin as well,
Aston
too.
Martin. Aston Martin's a great car. GMC Sierra 2500 dually.
It was funny. I was watching some old footage on YouTube of Jim Carrick way back. This is like 20 plus years, and he's rolling up to the job site in basically the truck that you're rolling up now.
See?
And I was like, you know what? That truck still looks good. It looks proper, man.
Damn right. Yeah. It's a good look.
But everyone's trying to get a friggin' Tesla get on the job site.
Yeah. Nah. Insanity.
There's so much hatred
I heard the batteries on the Teslas when you sit in it. There's so much radiation and all that like stupid shit that comes off of it. Like people are going infertile and like getting fucking brain tumors and shit like that.
I'll tell you a story.
The Tesla sponsorship.
Battery things. You ever heard of EMF?
Yes.
EMF. No.
Electromagnetic field.
Oh yeah.
No.
So we had this Ghostbuster guy come by site. Mm-hmm. Literally Ghostbuster. Yeah, like black socks, sandals, and shorts, and like it was just a weird outfit. And then he pulls up his Geiger counter or some shit
like the
that.
Fucking
he was there to read the electrical fields that are in the house to try to determine how much there are in the house, right?
Wow.
The problem with what he's trying to do and what the clients were trying to achieve is that you could protect your house all you want. The moment you step outside, what do we have? We have 5G towers.
Yeah. That's right.
Toronto's full of above ground hydro lines.
Full. Yeah.
So you're full in a bath of EMF. Mm-hmm. Full of it, right? And then we were talking. He was saying a bunch of shit. I was making notes. And then as he was wrapping up his assessment, I was like, so I'm curious, what are your thoughts on EVs? He goes, don't ever buy one. Because you're sitting in a pool of EMF.
Mm-hmm. For
you
sure.
Have a battery in front of you. You have a battery behind you. You have a battery underneath you. And you're literally sitting in a pool of that field. That's mm-hmm. what's going on. And it is affecting. There's no proof that it says that it's affecting you.
Yeah.
But he was like, yeah, it's affecting you.
100%. How could it not be?
I don't want to be. I'd rather be in a pool of internal combustion.
Me too. Definitely.
It's the best thing about riding a motorcycle when you just. I love that smell.
Oh, yeah.
Coming off of an internal combustion. Yeah. Mine's still fuel injected.
Carbureted.
I kept a carb, man. Mm. It's a pain in the ass that's in the fucking wintertime. Italian bikes don't like the cold.
For sure.
You got to warm it up.
You're driving in the wintertime?
Yeah, you drive it in the winter?
No. When I say wintertime, when you're like 10 degrees, 5 degrees.
Okay. When it's getting cold.
That bike. Fucking hates it.
Yeah.
Italians hate it. Hate it, man.
It's not built for it, right?
It's not designed for it. You'd have to always warm it up. You leave the throttle on for a long time. It's just part of the process, right?
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if you become a motorcyclist, you become a better driver.
Bro, one time
I don't think I ever drove
a dirt bike. Started fucking going, just took off on a wheelie. I'm holding the bike. I just fucking crashed into the neighbor's house.
Let go.
That's it.
I was jump like, fuck, off. The bike's going. And then
you just let go, man.
And then I realized when I was on the floor, I had to let it go and it was good.
Earlier. You should have let it go earlier.
100%.
I don't think I would ever be a motorcycle guy.
Yeah.
I like my life.
Life's too precious, bro.
It's not the bike. It's the people around the
bike.
That's
right.
Exactly. I don't trust any of
them. But you're aware of the bike.
I don't trust any of the people around the bike.
I don't even trust the people in cars.
No way.
That's horrible.
That's what I'm talking about.
We see some bad drivers out there, man.
But as a motorcyclist, you pay attention to tires and you pay attention to people, what they do without even realizing what they're doing.
Yeah, for sure. Like a couple steps ahead and shit. Yeah,
for sure.
You see it coming. You're like,
I mean, like if I was gonna be on a motorcycle, I'm sure I would definitely make sure like I'm ready to be on a motorcycle. I'm not just gonna go there and.
No. You gotta practice and take.
I'll take up for like a spin every once in a while.
I don't think I would be that,
but
it's not really my my cup of tea. I like to be in a box. Cars, I like the death box a bit more than the free.
He's a weirdo, this guy, man.
Cars are where it's at.
This guy's a weirdo.
I think think I'm normal. No, I feel like if you asked the viewers if they want a motorcycle, it'd be a very 50-50 answer.
Might be
50-50. Well, I think it'd be less than that. I don't think a lot of guys are. And then I've seen plenty of guys get married, have children, and then
like sell it.
Disappears. Gone. They get rid of it. Ciao, ciao.
Yeah.
Right? That's never happened with me, right? So it's just bikes there. It's nice to have. It's
for sure.
I don't listen to
When I was
music.
Younger, I used to always like, oh, motorcycles are so sick. But I grew up and I guess I became more of a pussy, I guess.
No.
You probably just see. It's scary if you're not mentally ready to drive. I think it's scary.
No different than anything that you want to achieve.
Like
you have to be, and that's the thing is when I was working, I used to bring it, but then I would be physically tired sometimes, and I would tell myself I can't ride.
It's tiring holding it up.
You're mentally not, you're distracted, and it just takes one split second to be mentally distracted on a motorcycle to cause an accident.
Yeah.
So you have to always be on your game. That's what I like about it. I had friends of mine that would ride with their headset and they're attached and they're listening to music or answering calls. And I was like, dude, that's the dumbest thing you could ever do. Mm-hmm. That's like pure distraction.
Scary. There. That sounds scary to me.
And you're right. Listen, you get hit, you're going down.
Yeah.
You're in a car, you get hit, you might have a bump or bruise.
Those things move. they go. Bikes, they actually...
400 pounds, man.
Yeah, that thing's going.
You're flying. You're just, you're literally like a jet just taking off. That's fucked. I can't do that. Scary stuff.
So you guys, what's the perception of construction now that's different than what you guys thought it was when you first got in?
That's a good question, man.
That's a good question. Like when I was younger and I would see construction workers working, I would just...
What'd you think they were?
I never thought they were. I would just say, oh, it's cool, man. They're hard working. They're doing the thing. I never really had too strong of a feeling, or not that I can remember really a strong feeling construction workers. It was just kind of, they're there.
For me, the upbringing of construction, it was more it's like a trap. That's what I was always told. It's a trap. You're there. You're doing hard labor. You're working for people. You don't give a fuck about you. You're making good money.
That's what you were told, or that's what you.
That's what I was told. I concluded basically. Yeah, I guess because that's just what the knowledge I had from shit that I seen. You know, and then but the thing about construction is so broad. There's so many different ways you could go with it. There's so many different ways, so many different types of construction. There's different people you meet. There's different connections to it. You could go to real estate. Yep. You could do whatever the fuck. You could become a builder. You could do whatever you want, right? So now I would say when I look at construction, I just think empire.
Yeah, I see vast opportunity.
Yeah, there's so much different routes you could go. There's so much different shit.
The world's always going to need us.
So I'm always be a here. Millionaire and work in construction?
100%. Of course you can.
That's not even
that's not a
challenge.
Question.
I've
a
seen
million,
it.
I think it's a guarantee.
Million is like
I've seen nothing. It happen.
Yeah.
I think it's a guarantee.
That's the thing. That's
but why. I'm sure that most of your friends don't realize that. They don't think, you can't be a millionaire fucking digging holes.
I think a lot of people these days do realize you definitely can, but it's do they want to do it? They don't want to do it. A lot of my generation wants to do the click clacky on the laptop.
Fucking boring.
Join a Zoom meeting.
I was on the phone last night. I was like, bro, you guys literally go to uni to be stressed out at fucking school. You have no social life because it's exam week. You have to fucking crunch all that shit down. You can't travel when you want. You can't make money. You're just you have to pay a whole fucking loan back, and yet you're not working. You're not making any money to pay that back.
And then you graduate, and you're in debt.
The money to pay that back.
There's no jobs. You're in debt.
I'm not knocking it though. Unis, there's definitely enough pathways that you could take, I would say.
It's what you make of it. It's the person and what they make of it.
100%.
If you want to just go there and party and have fun and be a social kind of butterfly, then that's one thing.
My family never, I know some families are you have to go to uni. Some parents will force their kids, your expectation is to get into school. My family never really did that to me. It was just more if you're going to do that, do that. Or if you're not going to do that, you better figure out something, you're not just going to sit at my house and do nothing.
There's a lot of construction in our family to begin with though. Aunts, uncles, cousins.
They always, even when I was a kid, they're always the trades is good. I was never told the trades is a bad thing. I never had a bad opinion on the trades. My uncle is an electrician and he's the only one that actually has ever told me that the trades are bad.
Yeah, but he's just a grumpy guy.
He doesn't like. He's a union electrician. Or?
He's a union electrician, high rise
for Black and Mac. That's why he's always fucking pissed off and miserable.
So
listen, he's got his pension. He's got steady work. There'll always be work, even if
the whole world goes to fuck. He's the only one that's ever like, oh, don't do it. But when he comes and says like, don't do it, I take it like differently than like if someone's like that hasn't done the construction would say don't do it.
That's right.
Because he's saying don't do it because he looks at me and he's like, oh, why do you want to work so hard? But that's
what he took from it. Just like how you were saying about uni. That's right. Like, it's what you take from
100%.
It.
100%. Everybody has their own experiences that they go through to see like, oh, that... this just set me back. I'm not doing this shit no more. Like that, or I'm fucking, oh, this is too much work. I'm sitting back. I'm changing careers or something, you know, there's.
But ever since I got into the truck and picked up a shovel, I haven't looked back.
Me neither.
I haven't been upset.
I was on a gap year. I was going to go to uni.
Yep. You were on the what?
I was on a gap like a year. So like I graduated from high school.
Take a year off before you
go. Oh, you're in the gap store.
No, no.
Gap year. It's like a gap year so I can make some money, like get my pockets right. And then. Fucking just been
and you've been working ever since
working
so what's your what's the ideal work day weather wise what temperature
I would say like 25 plus
sunny skies
and a nice breeze a you nice gotta throw breeze. A nice breeze I want
40 degrees humidex as I like it
yeah because he sits in the air conditioned truck
I sit in the air conditioned
truck so what happens when you guys get Mother Nature not agreeing with that ideal day?
It's a brutal day.
So,
whether it's extreme hot or extreme cold,
I would rather be extremely hot than extremely cold any day. Obviously,
you can warm up on cold.
But I can just I like to be in the hole, shirt off, tied around my head,
sweat coming off your arm.
So the homeowner loves it.
Homeowner loves it. Dripping all over me. I don't mind that feeling.
It's like an episode of Magic Mike and shit.
But the winters, these guys do not. But
the feeling of waking up at 7 in the morning and it's pitch black outside and you step outside and you have your winter coat on, hat on, mask on, and you're still. Like, I hate that. I can't stand that. I can't stand it.
So then you guys start talking about. Maybe we should be electricians.
Luckily for us, we do the interior waterproofs in the winter.
Luckily.
So we do we do get to be inside sometimes.
But we do a couple.
But like
when did you guys stop digging? I guess temperature-wise.
Temperature-wise, but by November, for sure, I'm done. Because even if it's warm enough to dig, if I get a frost freeze overnight, my aqua block's not going to adhere. So there's no point.
Yeah.
So by November...
Then you shut down until what? End of Feb?
No, we go straight.
We go straight. For the exterior stuff?
Oh, exterior, exterior, probably like end of February, beginning of March.
Yeah, because it's too extreme.
Yeah, it's just too much. Just all the products that we use.
Extreme winter because we've had such an extreme summer?
You know what?
And by the way, it's got nothing to do with fucking climate change.
No, it has doesn't exist. Climate change is a fucking scam. Garbage.
See?
It's a fucking scam.
You know that? You see what you guys just said here? I said it to him and he tried to treat me like an idiot.
What?
That climate change is not real.
Climate change is real.
It's not real.
No, it's not.
How the fuck is it not?
It's not real, man.
Okay, how long have they been keeping records for?
Here we go. Yes, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking because I had this exact conversation with him and my other boy.
You can't be comparing.
And they tried to make me look like an idiot.
But what do you mean records? Like,
Have they been keeping records that we know exactly what the temperature of the earth has been for?
It's a scam, my boy.
Okay, but like,
centuries. That's all it is, right? So you can't be saying that, like, how long has the earth been around? Billions
of years,
So you're telling me that this is climate change and that we're getting warmer?
And
you guys won't know this, but back in the 70s, it was the oil was going to run out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the 80s, there was a hole in the ozone.
They say,
and we're all going to be burnt and die.
Yeah.
Like, it's all bullshit.
But like, what would you say about like the icebergs like melting?
That happens naturally.
Why are all the wealthy people buying lakefront, oceanfront properties if you know melting. That the oceans are going to rise?
That's right.
Why would you buy these properties?
Put
them in trust so they could be handed down to family members and those wealthy people. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
It's a scam, my boy.
That's kind of me like getting on a motorcycle and just ride right into a wall because I know I'm going to die one day.
Yeah,
exactly. Makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
You wouldn't be buying homes in those areas. You'd be buying them where? In the middle of Alberta.
Yeah. Or on top of the mountain.
Maybe next to a lake or something like that.
Yeah.
So the water's not fucking rising.
It's not rising.
And like, there's been like in Earth history, there's Jurassic times that were scorching hot, and then there's ice ages. Like, this is a natural cycle that the Earth does.
You I know? Think so. I Wait, agree. Is
Earth flat or round for you?
Round.
Okay.
It's flat. It's flat, guys.
So yeah, so Mother Nature could be a difficult one sometimes. Yeah, it doesn't
she
make
definitely
the job
kicks
all
our ass sometimes.
The rain days, the rain days with the all rain. The mud and
those
shit.
Are
those
worst.
Are the worst.
But we don't really work rain days unless we really need to.
Unless it's like a little.
But that's the worst part, right? Yeah. Like we lose days to. Because
it's it raining. Just makes the mud, the dirt stick, and it just
makes
more
the cleanup harder.
Yeah. Everything's harder. Everything. The rain is probably the worst thing that we could run into.
So what other trade would you guys do if you had an opportunity to do it?
Probably, I think carpentry. Okay. Like carpentry.
Framing or like, finished carpentry?
Probably like just framing and like, okay, I want to learn everything really. I want to be able to.
You ever shovel snow off of plywood?
No.
Oh, no.
It's brutal.
Why?
Paying the fuck out. It's very slippery.
Oh, very fuck. Slippery.
Extremely slippery.
Tie yourself off, man.
Yeah.
Tie yourself off.
I don't know. Because the water saturates inside the plywood, but it freezes. It
freezes.
And then you shovel everything off, and it's basically an ice rink.
It's an ice rink, yeah.
Might as well get steel toe ice skates, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. At that point.
Oh, no.
They don't make them by
the way. I just want to be like very like hat. Like, I want to be able to have like a big toolbox, you know, like a big arsenal of shit that I could do.
Like what? DeWalt?
No.
Which tool? Like he's which tool are you talking about?
Like just like a lot
he wants
of
to
like,
be able to do like everything he's
he wants
saying.
A broad knowledge of construction as
but
a
nobody,
whole.
Even Jesus doesn't do that. It's like hard. It's just like not everybody knows obviously. Everything, right? It's
but hard. Like you could always learn. There's never much enough knowledge to have.
Like, but you I don't want be able to. Construction's about collaborating, right? Yeah. So it's like you want to work with other together, people. Right?
You guys hear me talk about it all the time.
Yeah, because you guys are going to learn from other people too.
Mm.
It's that's important in construction.
Yeah.
Don't go in thinking all the time,
you
I'm going
to
do that.
You know
going
best,
back to that guy that I was talking, Eli there, he's building a house all by himself. And he's like, he's been figuring out how to lift steel up by himself. I'm like, dude, you need to have a second body with you.
Yeah.
Because if something happens and that steel twists and it lands on you, you're by yourself in the middle of nowhere, north of Barrie.
You're fucked.
Yeah, that's scary.
I go, and he's 30-something. He's 34, 35
he's
or something like that.
Young.
So I'm like, you just got to be careful. I know that you want to achieve the goal of building this house yourself, which is great. But there's certain things during the process of building this house, you need a second body. 100%. If not, maybe a third body.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
That's another good thing about construction. Like, if I wanted to build like a house at that time, by that time, I should have enough connections that I fed them, they fed me, I scratched their back, they scratched mine, that they would help me out on the project. You
For
know?
Sure.
They take care of me.
I'll give you a little secret. Just call the people that have been on this show and just go, I heard you on the show. Can I just pick your brain about something?
And you'd be surprised how many people you'll have called text. Since that for me.
I know.
Yeah.
That's just how it happens, right? So right now, if I wanted to, I got a pool of people that I can just call and I go, I want to build a house.
And they're ready to
for sure. Them. You must
they
want
to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you got to work to that. You got to get to that point.
Yeah. Of course.
But 100%. Eventually you guys will get to that point, right?
100%.
That's the beauty of construction.
I think if I was going to do another trade, it'd probably be like hardscaping, landscaping, or even just like renovating like the inside cells. I like to see, like, let's say I take like a homeowner brings me to their house and it's like, yo, I want this to be my dream place. I would love to be the guy that creates that for them.
Makes
you know what I mean? It's nice. It's nice. And like just to see like, oh, look at this before picture. And then you see the after picture and it's like, wow, like you did that. Like that's sick.
It is.
So I feel like if I was not doing waterproofing, I would do some of that.
Have you ever spoken to them about getting fucked over in construction?
Yeah, I think
financially speaking. Or
I've seen it.
They've seen it. Like,
oh,
you know,
seen it.
I fill them in like, you know,
he's very open with us.
Yeah, because
it's
feel
the reality
like
of construction. It's that's the reality. Just how it is. I just don't like that schools never talk about it.
True.
Government never talks
schools
about it.
Schools doesn't teach you anything.
I show them the ugly. Whenever I experience ugly, I fill them in and I let them know. Like, hey, you
it's
remember
part
this?
Of.
I think it's important. I think especially if this is an avenue that they want to take, I think that they need to also be completely and fully aware of the ugly that comes with it. It can't just all be the glitz and glamour. And they have to be 100% prepared. I think it's important.
It's good that you're telling them that, right?
For sure.
Because the problem is that a lot of the kids that are your age, they're not being told this shit, and then they discover it.
Yeah.
And you see it, right? Like, even, like, sometimes I'm on site, and I'm eavesdropping on a conversation, and I can hear, like, them telling the stories about, like, how, oh, this guy didn't pay me this, and this homeowner wanted me to do this, and then said, ah, you know what? Actually, you're done. Screw you. And, like, you know, see it all the time. There's even jobs that I've done with Anthony, and the homeowner has tried to, you know, like, oh, this is not what I asked for. I'm not paying you guys. Like, you know, and it sucks because it's like, yo, we came here and we gave you, we have our, we know what you asked for. Like, we put it down and we obviously aren't going to just do something that you didn't want us to do. And it's like, we just wasted our hours. We just broke our backs. We just broke our knees. And now you're telling us.
All I could do is tell you young guys, just avoid that scenario. Don't be in that scenario.
Yeah. Sure.
And there's lots of ways to get away from that scenario. So it never happens. Right. Yeah.
And that's what how can I avoid that scenario?
You just start understanding body language. You start paying attention to
your clients,
when you start understanding what they really mean and what they're talking about. Yeah. And then you get a better idea that there's a potential that they could fuck you over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then as long as you're working and you're getting paid for the work that you've done.
Yeah.
So when you have a shit that happens, you're break even at that point. Mm-hmm. So I've 100%. Been paid up to the moment I've been done the job, and then you want to fuck me over, then you find somebody else to do it and walk away.
Yeah. That's what I've been teaching you guys. You'd be professional. That's why I've been teaching them about a draw system.
Yeah.
So once you reach this certain percentage, and I learned that the hard way because fucking me over.
We all have, right? Mm-hmm. So you have a smaller loss. So maybe it's one week where it's like you only lose $1,000, and then like it's not unheard of to hear from contractors losing six figures.
Because
they let it draw out, and the client did it on purpose to do it.
Of course. Right? The client already had that.
Yeah.
That's horrible. That
was I'm already there. Save $100,000, and they're going to try to sue me, and then... And I'm telling you guys to do this because you guys need to understand that it's not the loss of money, it's the loss of time.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I tell these guys all the time. It's not the amount of money, it's the time that we're losing.
You can't go out now, you can't party, it's going to be eating away at you, she's going to be there going, can you get another drink? I can't afford it.
It will never get to that.
Shit travels downhill, man.
Tap the credit card. See what happens.
Here we go.
What else you guys want to share before we get close to wrapping it up and doing the 12 questions? What else do we want to share? Nothing. You guys are doing good work, great work. It's call more clients and get more people to call you guys.
Try our hardest.
There's shit shows out there. There's bad companies that are doing bad waterproofing. We all saw the cause and effect of it from the recent floods in Toronto.
I can assure anybody in the GTA that if you have water coming into your house and you want it to stop, there is one person to call, and that is AquaStop. And I promise you, you will never do it water again.
That's a good answer. It's a good answer.
25-year fully transferable warranty.
Your warranty is longer than you guys have been living.
Longer than I've been alive.
Longer than I've been on
the If he waterproofed one of your houses 20 years ago.
What year were you guys born in?
2004.
Damn, telling the whole world my age.
Fucking 2005. Year. Fuck it.
I accidentally broke your pen.
It's not my pen. I have several pens here.
Is it yours?
No.
Okay.
It's fine.
I apologize.
www.aquastopwaterproofing.com.ca. Sorry. .ca. And on IG under AquaStop Waterproofing.
Yep.
And then, there's a dot.
Aqua.stop.
Aqua.stop. Yeah, that's right. And then the email?
Antonio@aquastopwaterproofing.ca or aquastopwaterproof@gmail.com.
And then I totally forgot to... Charles, a Finnish carpenter t-shirt that I'm wearing. I forgot to mention that. Yeah. Mm. So, and I got your shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally got your shirts, man. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You've already done this, Antonio, so you don't have to do this. Yeah. You guys can. What's your favorite construction word or phrase?
Construction word or fiver?
Fiver.
I love the fivers.
That was a good one.
I love
fiver for sure.
I also like wrap it up. That's a good one.
I like wrap it tenor. Up.
Tenor. Yo,
sometimes you need a tenor.
That's when it's extreme. That's when it
turns
into a tenor.
Tenors are rough days.
Oh, man.
There's usually what? Mondays?
Depends.
Least favorite tool.
Least favorite tool. Cool. I am not a fan of the chipper or the chipper and gun
at all. You use it all the time.
And I hate it.
That's why he hates it, because it's hard.
Like,
soil.
Even sometimes when, like, we'll be digging and he's like, oh, why don't you pull the chipper out? No, I can't. It's impossible.
It's
I hate it.
What tool brand do you guys like?
Same thing.
Tool brand?
I like Milwaukee.
Hilti.
I like DeWalt.
Hilti. I'm a Milwaukee guy.
Hilti.
I like Milwaukee.
DeWalt, I like Makita. I like blue.
It's almost like an Olympic stage.
Right? Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm not really too like, oh my
you're
God,
not,
what
not
brand is
to a
it?
Certain brand?
No, if it works, it works.
Sorry, what was least favorite tool for you?
Same shit. The same chipper shit? Gun. Yeah.
Oh,
the chipper is a fucking asshole.
What do you guys miss from your childhood?
Still stress, just going around playing outside, just fucking playing in the rain, stupid shit.
Miss when there wasn't expectations. You know, like when you're, there's a certain age where I feel like you start to get like, okay, now I'm expected to do this. I'm expected to be able to do this.
That's a good one.
I'm
a good one. Good answer.
More responsibility and everything, right?
Good answer.
What construction sound do you guys love?
That's the mating call on the Aquastop site. Give us a good one.
What the fuck is that?
From the chest. Get in there.
That's the we're winning sound.
That's when if something if you're ever on a site with us and you hear one of us go something really good's happening.
What's your favorite beverage?
Water and Sprite.
I'm a fan of water as well, but if we wanted to get into the the specialties, I'll go strawberry banana smoothie, extra little bit of orange juice in there. Strawberry banana smoothie, can't go wrong.
Fresh juice and strawberry banana.
Yeah, you never had like a strawberry banana smoothie? Sounds they put a little bit of orange juice disgusting. In there.
You guys don't drink booze? You don't drink beer? You don't drink any of that shit?
I'm not a fan of beer, but I do like a nice rum and cola.
Yeah, rum and cola.
If you want to get into like those type of drinks,
Mama Juana,
can't go wrong.
Cannot go wrong.
What turns you on and off in construction?
Shit, dirt, good dirt.
I guess
I'll do it.
A nice, sexy shovel, clean, fresh, no rust, dirt. Nice, it's still wood black. Wood handle. Still has the logo on it.
Good amount of space to cast is nice.
Yeah, so when you see freedom,
just throw that dig. Like that dig is a lot easier. If it's some like fucking, there's times that me and him have had to pass a whole fucking 6 foot stretch to another 6 foot stretch and then to another one.
Brutal.
It's been fucked.
It's not the best.
That's on and off. No.
On was a good shovel. Off, I would say. That's a good one. Turn off. A lot of things turn me off when it comes to this this construction work.
Give me one.
Give me one, man.
Rocks.
Roots, rocks, bicycles,
wires, gas lines.
Gas lines.
Gas lines are gross.
Gas lines are gross.
I'll say.
Never hit?
Nope. No, never.
Never.
I won.
But
you know what?
You won't go here. There's no year.
No years at all.
Turn off. I'll say. Just get it, like getting tar all over me. I don't like when the tar is all over me.
Yeah, that's a good one. I can't lie.
When the tar is all over you.
Favorite curse word?
Fuck.
Fuck.
Favorite vehicle? Any mode of transportation?
Whew.
Like type of car?
Any mode of transportation.
Porsche 911 Carrera GTS.
What color?
Either like a space gray or just a white. I'm a simple guy.
RS5 or like a R34 GTR. Those are my
R34.
Yeah, like what the you know the R35, the newest GTR, the Paul Walker. You know Paul Walker's.
That's
GTR?
Why I'm not picturing it. Like you're back on rice. I don't understand.
No, but Paul Walker. You know.
Yes,
Paul Walker.
I know Paul Walker. Yeah. I don't know him personally, but yeah.
You know, like the spread that
he died on my. He died on my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that was weird. I was in Tokyo.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
That's,
yeah, that's when really I saw weird. The news. I was like. Fuck, this is ridiculous, damn. Right?
That's crazy because, you know, Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, you were in Tokyo, he died. That's kind of like, there's a lot of similarities.
So, okay, so that car.
Yeah, R34 and RS5.
Those what profession other than your own would you guys like to attempt one day?
I wouldn't mind real estate. I think it's not a bad job.
Okay.
Maybe I'll be a podcast host.
Sure. You can start a podcast. You want to start a podcast? Here. You can use this studio if you want.
Mm. Oh, yeah. How much?
I've had people come in here.
Rent it out? How much?
Just pay her time.
There you go.
Pay your time. It's okay.
What are you going to talk about?
You know what? I feel like.
Aquastarting?
I feel like.
Aquastarting?
I could talk about anything and I can entertain some people.
That's the thing about this world nowadays. Like, you could go viral. You could go, like, just have a high following off of anything. Like, literally anything you do.
Good.
You could talk about the most dumb shit in the world.
Like, it just, you gotta be, There's certain people in the world that attract other people. Yeah. It's true.
Like, so hang on a sec. You're going to be a podcast host. What were you going to do?
I don't know.
Profession that you would attempt.
What would you want to do?
Like in terms of like business, like money?
Anything. What do you want to attempt? What other profession?
Yo, that's a good question.
That's why it's on the list.
I don't know really.
What would you want to do?
Maybe something with like investments. Like okay. seeing how much like money could like quadruple and shit.
Get into debt, bro. Come on. Debt? Give me a job. Give me a job, bro.
Maybe even like no sucker shit, but like giving back to like the communities and shit. Yeah, you know, like some type of like not for what is it called? Not for profit, like charity or something.
If I am doing any occupation, I will be getting paid for it. 100%. Guaranteed.
What profession would you guys not like to do?
Fucking anything with sewage.
Waterproofing.
Any type of anything with sewage. Yeah.
That smell?
Sewage and garbage, get the fuck away from
accounting.
Me.
Accountant.
Accounting. Yeah.
Last question. If heaven exists, what would you guys like to hear God say when you arrive at those pearly gates?
Good job.
Yeah. I want him to like thank me, you know.
Thank us.
Thank
I
you.
Mean, like, I don't know if
you
would thank
you. Give, think you are.
Give me like praise for like all the good shit I did, you know.
I would like.
What about the bad stuff?
All the days I prayed.
So for acknowledgement.
Ask for forgiveness.
Acknowledgement.
You know what I mean?
I just would like a welcome. Hey, welcome and good job. You did pretty good out there. Like, you know.
Okay, last question, not on the list here. What's with your generation and all the llama haircuts? What is that shit?
Are you saying? Are you saying this is a llama haircut?
Have you looked at llamas lately?
Llama. No,
you guys
llamas all look like that.
They are, even llamas. My oldest son.
They all have that.
Oh,
haircut.
Like curly hair? Is it
the llama?
No, just the big bushy have. Hair just falling.
You guys
over
had
the
perms, the fucking Jerry curls.
I don't have no Jerry curls. My hair is just curly. I don't have a Jerry curl.
Everybody wanted to be Michael Jackson.
No fucking Jerry curl. My hair is just curly, naturally.
Not everybody wanted.
There's all. There's everybody. Every generation has their style. So I guess this is
the girls love it. I guess.
When did it start? I don't understand when it started.
Probably like when
last
like,
year.
No, I think like when me and him started high school around that time.
Oh, 4 or 5 years.
Everyone wanted the like curly, right? Everyone wanted the curly fro. Everyone wanted that
permanent.
Yeah, perm. Like are they people were getting perms.
This is natural.
His is natural.
No,
his is
natural.
But people actually. Well, but like, mind you, our generation did it in the '70s.
So people were
So
people wanted like
to come back now.
You had guys in the rolls, man.
Oh, yeah.
Getting ready to go out, man. Oh yeah. And I was like,
your guys will just wear a lot.
Well,
tighter.
I didn't do it. They I didn't do it, but you guys were doing it, man.
Hey, my curls are natural, man.
I don't know. I wake up with my hair like this, so it just. What else? I can't really do anything.
Soul Glow? No, you guys remember Soul Glow.
They don't know Soul
like
Glow.
Like the fucking afros and like,
yeah,
the,
like the oil
open
and
top.
The oil shit.
They don't know Soul Glow. They're too young for that.
Oil shit. Nah, I don't know.
Just let you soul.
Coming to America, Eddie Murphy, man.
Oh, it's
Eddie
a
Murphy?
Classic movie.
Oh, I know the movie.
Man.
I know that movie.
When they're all sitting on the couch there and then they stepped up from the couch and all the residue from the Soul Glow was
it's
on
the couch.
Because they put all this Soul Glow.
Oh, I do know what you're talking about, but I didn't know what it was.
And the ad was, let your
soul glow. It's a classic, man.
Soul music
classic.
And all that shit was going on.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks for having us.
Any time.
It's amazing,
appreciate
man.
It.
Thanks
so
for
fun.
Bringing them and having this honest conversation about your generation. Sure. You guys are part of the 1%ers, man.
Yeah.
Sorry to say.
Huge I like facts. To be different. I like to be different.
Huge facts.
Most of your generation doesn't want to do what you guys are doing,
not
and you guys
all.
Are doing really well.
Not at all, yeah.
So keep it up.
Yes.
Keep partying.
Thank you.
Enjoy life.
Anytime you want to come have a good time, let me know.
No, I'm not hanging out. I'm going to look like a security guard.
Okay, you'll come too.
I
guys
come
can
ever.
You guys can be old heads together.
No,
out there look like
all
I'm
the
your
girls
fucking
be like,
babysitter.
Why is your grandpa here?
Yeah,
okay?
Why is your baby?
And I'll say my grandpa wants to dance.
It ain't even pa. It's grandpa.
Grandpa. Man.
No. Well, I'll see you on the job site. That's
yeah. You come to us at any time. You already know.
Anytime, and you. But if you come to the job site, I want to hear your best year.
Right when you walk through the door, right when you walk
right
through,
away,
as soon as you walk on site,
get out there.
I promise I will, man.
Oh, you have to.
You got
to. Now you have to.
That's it. Thanks, Antonio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
That's it, Angelina.